Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, truly educated educators talking education. Jim Mahoney, leader extraordinaire, Jason Glass, Kentucky Commissioner of Education, talking about the fact that we've got this kind of crushing effect on educators, the profession. We've been talking about teacher shortage over the last 2 years, principal shortage, now superintendents. And this kind of pain, we had talked about this point where it's getting to a pain. And I was thinking about, you know, at what level of pain do we get before things get better? But Jim, you reminded us during break, though, we have to get better. Why do we have to get better, Jim?
I think the stakes are too high because we're talking about in any given community, kids may represent, 20% of the community, but they represent 100% of the future. That's the truth. And at some point, you say, look, we have to stop fighting and do right by our kids. Now, do I think the pain's over? I think we're getting there. I mentioned on break that many years ago, I was in the Army. I was an Army officer. But in going through basic training, at the end of the seventh week, if you asked me, can I quit? I wanted to quit. I thought, I don't have room for any more of this. But at the end of the day, you did, because you had to. And I look now at our leaders and I understand why some say I'm done, but I can tell you, if they can hang in there at the end of the day, the pride or the pain is temporary. The pride will be forever and the stakes are too high not to. But it may change how we do education. Look, when the smoke clears, we have thousands of kids. We don't even know where they've been in some areas. So we're going to, they've created all kinds of different models from pods and cities to a variety of things. And we're going to get back to how can we provide the best opportunities for our kids? And there will be, in my view, there will be some unanticipated, wonderful things that will come out of this. But right now, we're still in the mix of it. And I the point that Jason mentioned about a dispenser of hope, absolutely. And you need somebody, and it's not to be Pollyannish about this, we're going to get through this, and you're going to get through this, and we eventually are going to be at a better place because we need you.
All right there, Jason, mentee of Jim Mahoney. Did he inspire you to keep leading the superintendents of Kentucky?
Jim always inspires me wherever he is. I'm delighted at the time that I had the chance to work with him and appreciate being on with him now. I think that, you know, there was a time when a decision was made by a leader, you could look back, you could look at it and say, I don't agree with that, but I can accept it. Like, I respect it. This was a tough decision. And so, it doesn't seem like we're in that place or haven't been in that place for a couple of years. I think we've been in a place where I don't agree with this decision, and therefore the person who made it needs to be destroyed publicly, professionally, everything. And that's part of the hyper-partisan environment that we've been in. People that we disagree with, people that we see as in another party or school of thought, not only are they're not neighbors or Americans, they're our enemies now. And therefore they need to be sort of identified and destroyed. And that's that sort of vitriol, I think, has come from both sides. But I am seeing some cracks in that sort of hyper-partisan viewpoint where the other side is the enemy. And it comes from, so in my state, we have a supermajority of Republicans in the state. So they control the legislature completely. At the end of the legislative session last year, I had a Republican legislator that I was talking with, great advocate for education, believes in our state, our country, and an educator. And he said the conversation in our caucus was, we need to stop kicking sand in teachers' faces. So that came out of our Republican Party in the state. Now we've still got some things that are geared toward that. So there's still extremists, but to have one of my conservative Republican legislators say that was encouraging. And then I have lots of sort of pro-Trump, very conservative Republican legislators from across the state that see firsthand the impact of not enough people applying for teaching jobs, and they can't find substitutes, and they can't find bus drivers, and the people that have been making the schools work in their communities for years are leaving and telling them and sounding alarm bells. So this is rural Kentucky that they're hearing this in. So it's sort of moving beyond a left-right hyper-partisan thing into this is our problem. This is a community problem. And so I've been encouraged, again, with a super majority of Republicans in our legislature right now, the leadership seems less interested in sort of picking up and making critical race theory the big thing. Instead, they put forth a really positive education budget, the best one we've had in probably a decade in Kentucky, that includes substantial money for raises for teachers. Those are good things. So I'm encouraged at the way that this is heading. I don't know if we've gone through enough pain yet that we're through this, but it seems to be trending in the right direction where there's a recognition that this is our problem and everybody's problem to work on now. And it's not just we need to keep taking shots at the other side.
Well, Jim, you talked about it too. We don't want to be Pollyannish, but is it Pollyannish at the end of the day, though, too, to remind people? It is. This is about our kids. And Jim, you said it perfectly. They might make up 10, 20, 30% of our community, but 100% of our future. You know, some people will go, hey, that's somebody just throwing out, some form of something to make me feel sad for picking on my school. But the reality is that. Is that the message, though, maybe teachers, administrators, leaders, together with people in the community need to start coming together around talking? Like, can we have Jim Mahoney come to my community and lead a teacher parent leadership conference about how to talk about these things in a way that makes us say it's the kids in our community that matter, not who's right and who's wrong?
I do think that ultimately good schools and good communities go hand in hand. It's hard to have one without the other. And when people finally come together and say, look, we got to put aside because we, it's like, what is that old saying about sometimes that we know the price of everything and the value of nothing? We're talking about prices and we need to talk about the value. And so how we educate our kids, there's nothing more important. And when communities begin to talk about us and we instead of you and them, then it begins to move in the direction you want. And I also think COVID drove such a high emotional state. Parents were at home and there was the uncertainty and the fear. There were all these things that created this heightened emotional state. And then the politics took over and you just can't sustain that kind of emotion forever. And ultimately you come back to, look, we got to do right by our kids. How are we going to do this? And the human capital, which Jason knows so much about, is a real issue. The supply chain that you work at, Tim, with colleges to provide people. Right now in our rural areas, bus drivers, we can't get enough. People don't want to be bus drivers. There's all these things that we need all those parts to make this thing work. And when people see it's not working, I got to believe eventually come back and say, look, we got to make this thing work. This is too important for us. I'll give you one last metaphor. I remember years ago going to an ugly levy meeting with a superintendent who wanted me to come, and somebody asked him a question. They're attacking him for the increased levy, and then somebody, it was not pretty. Finally, somebody said to him, whose side are you on? And he did something brilliant, Jason. I love this because it was heightened. He walked over to the bleachers. He said, here's whose side I'm on. I'm on the kid's side. And if you guys want to spend the rest of the night here fighting with each other, I'm going to live with the resources you give us or don't give us, but I'm going to do what's right in my opinion, for them. We need a community to come together around those things, because we're still in much more agreement about things than we are in disagreement. And there's some things, it's like in families, there's just no point in talking about.
Sometimes the Thanksgiving dinner table is not worth engaging Uncle Eddie. or sometimes Johnny, what do you got on the thoughts here with the, you know, as we're coming in here and, you know, we've got a few more minutes with our guests, but
yeah, appreciate hearing from these great leaders here, you know, offering this perspective and insight from different levels of where we're coming back to some of the same common issues, right? Is that like, how do we really unify in our communities around these important, like really important decisions to make change? And change is always kind of difficult, right? And it's nonpartisan. And it comes back around to it. And I love what Jason brought up. And I think the connections Jim's making here around community leadership is really what we're talking about here. It's not individual interests. It's not a particular political platform. It's really 100% of our common future, right? How our classrooms are supporting all the children in the local area as they become the future leaders of this democracy, right? And so we're at a real dangerous moment in our country's history, or even if we say on our planet's human history. And so I think we know that. And so we're really recalibrating. And I think we'll come back to this probably after the break, but I think if we really value democracy, and that's a common thing, whether we're Republican, Democrat, or any of the above across that spectrum, right? If we really value democracy, then one of those core democratic values that our teachers are teaching our young people is, how do we cultivate and build trust, right? And that's not just trust in one another, but trust in leadership, trust in scientific consensus, right? Trust in information. And what we know is that trust has been broken at so many points, and that we're in this cultural moment where everybody's an expert. So how do we trust that our leaders are actually experts, right? And so this is a very dangerous moment. And so as we recenter with some humility on how do we return to trust in our communities, it's very local. It's when we can look at each other in a room like Jim's talking about, where a leader can say, hey, folks, you know me, I know you, and this is about the kids. I'm going over to the bleachers, right? At the end of the day, we're going to live through this together, and we're going to build and grow through the pain. And the hope is in.
Jim. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead, Jim.
Before I close, I want to make sure I say it. I don't remember the movie. Jack Nicholson was in it. I think it was, I don't know if the title was A Few Good Men. But it was, he gets to that point, you need me on the wall, and he goes through that. And I just want to say this to Jason and all those superintendents across this country. We need you on that school. We need you to stand up no matter how hard it is, and to absorb that pain as you would take it for a higher calling. Because if not you, who? Because some of this is going to subside. And then we're going to talk about, for example, during this pandemic, you think there aren't teachers that have not learned how to connect with kids electronically and lessons? And there's a whole bunch of innovation that has occurred that we don't even talk about, because we can't get past masks. We can't get past stuff that, in my opinion, is all noise. And at some point, we're going to get past that. But I just want to thank Jason and all those school people who are out there day to day plugging away, and teachers and principals, for what they do on behalf of kids who someday will look at these darkest hours and say, thank you.
Jason, 1 minute.
Wow. I don't know that I'm in the unenviable spot of having to follow Jim Mahoney, but I've been really inspired by this conversation. I mean, I think the question that's really before us is, are we through this or not? And I don't think any of us really know. But I think there's a large and swelling understanding that this is a collective problem. And it's not a problem that's on the left or the right. It's our problem. It's a community problem when it comes to the whole human capital system, when it comes to teachers. Our young people need to see their teachers thrive. They need to see our teachers thriving, and they're not right now. They're seeing their teachers right. struggle. They're seeing their principals struggle. They're seeing their superintendents struggle. And so it's not an attractive career path to a young person, in part because of that. And so one of the things that I've heard the National Teacher of the Year, Juliana Urtube, talk about is we need an agenda around seeing teachers thrive. What a beautiful and straightforward mm-hmm. approach. What if we built a policy agenda and a whole bunch of supports from the community all the way up to state levels? Around teachers thriving in every community in the United States. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome. Teachers thriving. Man, Johnny, two incredible guests.
Absolutely.
Jason Glass, Kentucky Commissioner of Education, Jim Mahoney, leadership extraordinaire leader. Check out his book, To Lead is to Teach, Stories and Strategies from the Classroom to the Boardroom. Jim, Jason, hey, Johnny and I will say thanks for busting pencils, man.
That was right.
Awesome having you guys on tonight. When we get back, Johnny and I will break it down a little bit. Give us, you know, a couple minutes to put our own thoughts in there. More Busted Pencils after the break.